Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the whole wide world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am JB. J. Arimi.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen,
I present to you Mr. J. Arimi.
Yes. Ah, yes. I'm here now. Ah, yes. And then my delightful co-host is here with us too as well. Yes.
Yes, I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody. Not as dignified, not as prestigious as Mr. J. Arimi, but sir. I do try.
Thank you, sir. I you know, life hands you melons, and when you get melons, you make dessert with it.
Yes, that's usually what I do with my melons, yes.
Yes. When life gives you melons, you suck on them. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I keep that in mind. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Prophet.
All right, Mr. Arimi, you can just step aside now. Let me. When life gives you melons,
always such words of wisdom from Mr. J. Arimi over there.
Yeah, I got my own quote too. Yeah, get the JB quote of melons. When life gives you melons, you put them big motherfuckers in your mouth and you suck the breast milk out them bitches. Okay,
I love the JB edition. Straight to the point. Dabs and nitty gritty.
Yeah. You get that other one too. You get both of them, the righty and the left one. You just mash them together. Yeah. Oh yeah. Sound effects and everything.
Man, I'm playing Last of Us right now. The fuck was that?
Oh, fuck that game.
No, that's a great franchise, man.
Oh, that game sucks ass.
They won game of the year, man. They won game of the year. What you talking about?
That game is shit. That second one is even worse. That second one is worse. That game sucks ass, dude. It is like the most boring shit I've ever played. Oh, and then that ending. Don't even get me started on that shit. I love all the people that like that game. So deep. So meaningful. Has a story. No, it's not. Shut the fuck up, please. Shut up, please.
Oh, man.
God damn, people. Oh, my God.
I love it.
I never posted that review of our my Last of Us review.
Oh, that's right. You're supposed to do that.
Yeah, I forgot. Yeah. I fucking forgot. Yeah. I still have it.
You see, you got the whole full of depth scope about thing. I only played that shit for about 1 hour. I was like, nah. As soon as they brought that guitar, you had to play. I was like, no, you gotta be fucking kidding me. We really doing this? We really just going all out in the whole post-apocalyptic trope thing?
Like, yeah.
I can't stand that shit. They were throwing snowballs in the field. Like, get the fuck out of here.
I love it too, because that ending, it just ends with like this whole, you spend, how long was that game? It was long. It was like 60 something hours or something like that.
Jesus.
Whatever the length of that game was, it was like 40 to 60 hours I remember putting in. Because I remember telling Cody, I had like a countdown of how many hours I had left to go and shit. And you spend that many hours hunting this bitch down only to say, I can't do it. I can't kill her. And it's just like, I love how people are defending that shit too. Like, oh man, some deep meaning or whatever. It's like, I love deep meanings in my video games. Mm-hmm. But goddamn it, at the end of the day, this is a fucking video game. You better deliver on what the fuck you told me you was going to give me, okay? Because people going like, that's too simplistic. It's just a revenge game. It's a fucking video game, okay, Cody? Like, okay? Are we trying to have some Noah's Ark meaning and shit like that?
Well, fuck the video game shit. It would just make more sense. Narratively. Given what she's been doing up to that certain point.
Especially when I was brutally cold blooded murdering strangers and shit.
Yeah. like wait, you never even met. they had lives too, all kinds of, probably had wives, daughters, aunts, uncles, moms, that, all that shit.
And the sneak up on them was more stab, like you would like sneak up on him, grab him by the throat, slit his throat, and then stab him three times. It's like, dude, these some brutal ass deaths right here. Like, so for her to say, now wouldn't it have been more potent? Had she killed this other person and then would have realized what I did was wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Like, then I just like, I, I fucking hated that. It's been a shitty year for games, by the way.
Yeah, game. Oh, yeah, game launches especially, man. Like, I know what you're alluding to right now.
Yeah. Like, the one thing I'm looking forward to. There's a game coming out. Fucking I Am Jesus Christ, man. That game right there is gonna.
I am Jesus.
That game is gonna change.
It's gonna be the most perfect game ever. No patches needed. None of that shit is gonna come fully 100% completed. I can't wait. I already pre-ordered it. On my PS5.
On your PS5, right? Yeah, you got to get some PS5
exclusives. Yes.
I can't wait for that to come to the Xbox Series, mm-hmm. and I can put that in there and watch that on that beautiful.
Yes, walking around, turning water into wine, having fish materialize in a bucket.
And Cody.
Blind motherfuckers.
You better not play that on your simple 41-inch TV. You better put that shit on your 65-inch TV. You better just.
I'm going to buy a 65-inch just for the game.
There you go.
That's what I'm going to do.
All right, cool.
I'm going to buy that new, what do you call that? The LG, whatever the fuck, the new shit they got. Whatever, that one, I'm going to buy that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
That's what I'm going to buy.
Good. Maybe that'll come with the, oh, and then get some red wine, too. Got to get red wine. You got to get red wine.
I'm going to have some water and some red wine, and then hopefully the water will turn into wine as I'm playing it.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be kind of dope, right?
Good. Yes, good.
All like, right. Oh, shit, he's back.
I am Jesus Christ, people, coming to 2021. I can't wait to get the Game of the Year edition when you play as a god.
That's DLC.
That's DLC or play as a, and then I think like you get to play as Noah Ark and shit like that, mm-hmm. and one expansion pack or whatever, and just go all in. People, you got to watch this trailer.
It's amazing.
It's. They'll be reviewing it on the Holy Drop, by the way. So look forward to that, guys. That when I saw that shit, I said that shit.
You know, it's funny. Right, I think I seen that a couple months ago. We were seeing something about it.
They probably did.
You sent me that shit. That shit every drop on America. I was like, oh, what the fuck? This is actually a thing. But I wonder how's the crucifixion part going to work? Like. Is this gonna be like you're gonna see it like in like full
so POV
in
POV.
First person? That'd be kind of fucked up.
Like you'll see POV,
big ass nails in your hands, looking down at your feet. I'd be like, damn,
you're gonna see all the tears coming down the eyes and shit like that, and the crown and all that, whatever. Yeah, it's gonna be great, dude. Like, it's gonna be fucking like you're just gonna see it, and you'll see the crowd. That's gonna be the best part, is looking at the crowd. I'm telling you this right now, people, you need to get that. If you have a PS5, I Am Jesus Christ. Look that trailer up. That trailer for that video game is going to change the game. It's going to change the way we look at gaming today, by the way. So, yeah. We're having some shitty connection problems this today, but bear with us. It's really amazing. It's going to change the way that people look at the PS5.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, I think sales are going to go up like...
Of course.
I think sales are going to go up quadruple sales. There's going to be pre-orders for this console now for that game.
I was going to say pre-orders.
Yeah, like pre-orders. Like
that's
if
new,
it's
that's new form pre-order.
This game's about to change the and revolutionize shit. Not like Cyberpunk did, but like this did. Cyberpunk kind of fucked up. Cyberpunk fucked up royally. Yeah, Cody enjoyed all the games this year. All of them. He loved them all. He said he's going to buy them again. Rebuy them.
Every last one of them.
He said
I'm going to rebuy them. I'm going to play them all over again. Mm-hmm. I'm going to re-gift them to all my friends and family so they can enjoy what I have been enjoying this year. It was so we could all play together and have just a jolly old good time. Remember, at 2020, not only had a bunch of events happen that was shitty, I also had shitty games. So we could always remember.
Yeah. This year
always
sucked.
And forever.
It's pretty sucked in gaming, I gotta tell you.
Yeah, it really did suck.
It's been quite disappointing, to say the least. Or I don't know. Were you really looking forward to anything other than Cyberpunk? Really, I'm not gonna lie. I really wasn't looking forward to Cyberpunk.
Honestly, no. Cyberpunk is like the only one I was looking forward to. Even then, I wasn't like crazy hyped about it. I was like, yeah, this looks cool. I can't wait to play it. Hopefully, that'll be like game of the year material and. Well, I'm not running into as much shit as Art Lunatic, fortunately enough. My shit still does trash constantly.
I sent mine back to Amazon like the first day. I wasn't even going to bother with it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I wasn't even going to bother it. But like, by the time it got to the fourth crash, I said, fuck this. I don't care anymore.
Yeah. It sucks. The game is fun. I'm enjoying it. I'm a lot of fun playing it. But damn, like, literally, when an hour and a half mark hits, crash. So I can't go more than like an hour and a half without that shit crashing.
Did you see
and to say that about a game
on like the old consoles?
Yeah, the glitches, the bugs.
Like they look. No, I'm talking about graphics on the old. Like it looked like shit. Like it looks terrible.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really fucking bad. It looks like
it
PS.
Like it don't even look like a. It looked like a PS2 game, maybe.
It looked like PlayStation 1. It looked like a PlayStation 1 game. it looked really
like, dude. But the fucked up part about that is they showed this this footage last year that was supposed to be, because you know the game was made for PS4 and Xbox One. Made for next gen consoles.
Well, that was
should fucking work on those consoles.
Isn't that why they delayed it though, too? Because they wanted to work on the newer consoles and the older consoles as well, too. I saw those still shots though, dude. And
maybe.
Because I played it on the new Xbox, so I saw still shots of the old consoles of it. It looked really fucking bad. Like I was like, holy shit. I was like, it don't look like that on mine. But I was like, man, they had to zoom in on like some of the characters' faces. That shit looked worse than Grand Theft Auto 3.
Yeah, it looked like mud, and I remember they had this video apparently taken on PS4 Pro footage from that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, or even the base PS4, I forgot what it was. It was like it came out like a year or two ago. It was mm-hmm. supposed to be footage from a PS4,
mm-hmm.
and that should look beautiful, absolutely beautiful. But the city was populated, everything was highly detailed, everything was dense.
Yeah, what that
shit
at?
Now? Streets are unpopulated.
Yeah,
texture popping. People look like mud. Shit look like a PS2 game.
Where's that game at, Dan? Where's that game?
Wow.
What
we got right now, that game doesn't exist.
That's a totally different fucking game right now. It did.
So yeah, people have the right to be fucking angry and have request refunds,
dude.
Absolutely, in their right.
You got to see some of the Amazon bullshit, reviews, dude. Or whatever. One of the Amazon reviews, that dude burned his copy. He said,
"Fuck, damn."
He shot a picture of him turning the stove on and with the game in his hand. I was like, holy shit.
Man, this is without a shadow of a doubt. This is without a shadow of a doubt the worst entertainment launch in the history of probably anything.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen anything like this. I heard they lost upwards of like $1 billion off this shit.
Ooh, man. It's pretty bad, I gotta say. How do you release these two new brand new spanking consoles and you don't have shit to show for it? Like what are you gonna do with them now? Like we gotta wait till next year, Cody, to get like you know the exclusives.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. Well, come on now. Like, was it too early to drop these consoles? What was it? Should we wait another year or whatever? Because I don't know. I'm looking at these consoles now and I'm going at these games and I'm going like, man, you can still play these shit. Like, they don't have, like, an exclusive to make people go out and buy these games other than it being the new hot shit, you know?
There's no excuse for it to be looking like that, man. No fucking excuse.
I contacted Amazon that same night I got that game. I said, I want to send this shit back.
I want money back, goddammit. Fuck this. What is this?
Because, like, once it was – I think I was on, like, the third bug – and then I just went to Twitter, and then I saw, like, it was trending that it was fucking buggy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, fuck this game. It can go back. I'm not even gonna waste my time. I'm not, nah. And then Art of Lunatic was, like, telling me hourly the shit he was facing. I was just like, mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I'm not, nah. I wasn't that hyped for this game.
Yeah. You know it's bad when the lucky people get crashes only every hour or so. That's like the best you can get. And that still, it's fucking 2020, and I'm playing on the goddamn PS5. Come on, man. Come on. This ain't, no.
Not to mention, this game is supposed to come out in the summer, and what I heard, it got delayed because they wanted to make it integratable towards the newer and older consoles, and
mm-hmm.
they did the complete fucking opposite.
they really did. They did the complete fucking opposite.
You know what, Cody? At least for me and you, our graphics don't look like PS1.
Don't look like shit. And I could play it for an hour, at least an hour stretches.
I think where I gave up in, it fucking just, it shut my Xbox down. I said, fuck this.
Oh, shit. Damn, I've heard about that. Oh, actually, I did hear about that.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. I don't know about the Series X, but I know the One X. Yeah, we shut those down.
Yeah, this was on the disc drive Series X or whatever. So it should just shut down. So I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to take any chances on the newer console. I'll be damned if I let this game break my shit. So, you know, I wasn't that pumped to play it. I was excited, like you said, or whatever shit, to play it, but not like, you know, like I have to have this game type deal or whatever. So it's like,
right. Hey,
you can go back and I can just go back to playing this now. So, yeah.
Shit that works.
Yeah. And then in a year or two, when you want to re-release, then, you know, because you know that's what they're going to do. Like, hey.
Oh, yeah.
And I love people talking about, like, at least they're giving refunds. It's like, shit, Amazon gave me a refund right away. So, shit.
Man, if they pull that re-release bullshit, they better not be full price. They better not be coming with some full price shit. I don't want to see that.
That shit better be a deal. Better be a $9 game.
$10 tops.
Yeah, shit, it better be a $9 fucking game, whatever. Yeah,
give me this unfinished product I pay fucking, $60 for? Hell no.
Shit, some people pay 80.
I know, yeah. That's right.
Some people pay fucking 80. I saw some people, Cody, gave it a 10 out of 10. And you read their review. Yeah, it's really buggy. It's probably the buggiest game I ever played, but it's really fun though. And it's like, how's that a 10 out of 10 then?
That's not a 10 out of 10. That's definitely not a 10 out of 10.
That's not no 10.
I'm in the same boat. Yeah, I think the game's really fun. It's glitchy as shit. That shit crashes every hour and a half. I shit you not.
I think mine was like maybe I had one, like, I think the first one didn't, it happened like right away. And then the second one was like maybe, I'd say like 52 minutes in or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then the third time, the Xbox just shut down and just said, man, fuck this game.
Xbox got tired. It was like, you know, man. go back to Valhalla. I know you had your shit to say about that game, but damn, at least it fucking works.
You know what's crazy though, too, is this year has been complaints about buggy games. Like they were saying, like the Avengers game,
which is amazing because it's 2020 and we have all this new technology. We have these brand new consoles, and it actually is getting worse with these fucking bugs.
They were saying that the Avengers game was buggy. Assassin's Creed Valhalla was buggy. Had little bugs here and there, whatever and shit. And I love when Cyberpunk came out, people said, I apologize for them games. That's not buggy.
Yeah, right. Man, Valhalla, I'm sorry.
Shit.
Yeah. Because as repetitive as the Avengers game is, that shit never crashed on me.
It never crashed on me. It never shut my fucking Xbox down.
Yep.
I think I even had a... did I have a bug in Spider-Man 2 as well? I'm trying to remember. It was like a one-off thing or whatever and shit, but it was like one of the
characters. Yeah, I had like one bug in Spider-Man, Miles Morales. I forgot what it was. I think, what was that bug?
It was for me, I think it was a phasing through a wall or some shit like that or whatever.
Yeah, it was like something small, but that was like the only thing I ever ran into that game.
But like phasing through walls, I mean, I just go like, whatever. It's just one little bug or whatever. And I never used that as a criticism, like, oh, it's buggy or anything. Because it's a one-time deal or whatever.
Yeah, that shit never crashed on me, though.
Yeah, I'm about to say. And it's Cyberpunk, everybody phasing through a wall.
Everybody phasing through a wall. Got motherfuckers floating. Motherfuckers being slingshotted out of nowhere to the other side of the map.
My fucking car was buried into the ground, Cody.
Yeah, dude, I remember I was playing the other day. I was trying to climb on top of this scaffolding, and all of a sudden, I just get bounced off of it, and I get damaged and I die. Like, what the fuck?
I didn't see that one. Holy shit.
What the hell is this?
That sounds funny, though. Oh, that sounds funny.
It pissed me off.
I want to watch Keanu Reeves playing this game now. Come on, I want to watch him play this shit because you know he was a spokesman behind this shit is why it got so popular. Let's be real.
Speaking of Keanu Reeves, he needs to stick to John Wick and at this game apparently because he's actually good in this game. I'll give it to him. I was worried. I was like, shit, Keanu Reeves. Everybody's on Keanu Reeves' dick for whatever reason. I don't know why.
John Wick. That's why.
But yeah, he's actually good in the game. I actually like him in the game. I was surprisingly shocked.
Well, he need to fucking play this game because I want to hear him. He need to fucking play this game because I want to hear him bitch about how buggy it is and shit.
Well, he ain't in that payroll. He ain't gonna do that.
Oh.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's good to me.
Yeah.
Didn't run any bucks.
He was that Amazon review that was burning it. That was his burner account, Cody. people, we didn't run into a tangent, and then, you know, we kind of got lost with connection issues. We ran into a tangent about Cyberpunk there that we kind of forgot that. We tell y'all, this is Mix and Match Week, the holiday edition.
Oh, yeah. We're drinking shit. That's right.
I forgot. As me and Cody prep for our best and worst of 2020 last drop drinks here or whatever and shit. I was gonna ask you want to do a worst of too?
If I can remember, yeah. Because I tried to delete those from my memory. I don't go on my way anymore to remember terrible shit. So I don't know. I could try.
I actually have a top 10 for my whiskey. I have my favorite beer of the year that I was able to try with you at least. Mm-hmm. I have the bar of the year, and I have some honorable mentions, and I also got my work. I got my whole list, everything set up. I did this like literally in an hour. I did like in 30 minutes, dude.
Yeah, okay. I got a top 5 beer. I do have my best whiskey, and yes, that's all I got right now.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. You know, I thought I had my bar of the year locked down, but then I remembered, oh shit, we had that burger this year at Barco.
Technically a bar review?
Yeah, it was. Remember, right? we had that last time we did
that. Yeah, that's true. That does count because I think I know a bar is probably unanimous or slash brewery. Yeah, so.
Yeah, because like I think we was going to be agreeing on the bar, but then I remembered, oh shit, we did that part two of Barco, and I was like.
Yeah, it does count as a bar review. Yeah, I mean, it counts.
We did that in March. Oh, no, actually, we did that in February. I forgot which month we did it in, but it was like either February. No, we did it in April.
No. Yeah, it was after the pandemic.
Started. Yeah, it was after the pandemic. Yeah,
we're eating that on the patio,
and we did that part dose of bar code or whatever, and
barcode. Mm-hmm.
I was like, damn, these motherfuckers are they about to get this again? That burger, man.
Yeah, man.
That burger changed my life in the earlier pandemic, Cody.
it was worth it. It was worth the hype, man. I got to tell you, it was worth the hype. It was worth all the mystique. It was worth all those agonizing nights dreaming about that shit. You
know? I mean, I must have had like 5 of those motherfuckers.
I bought one. I think you bought a couple to go. I bought one to go. Yeah.
Yo, yeah, that's right. And then we both said, we'll never do that again. It was like, we're not gonna, because I tried. Remember, we both said we heated it up later, and it was like, I lost some of its flair, if you will, or whatever that it had when we first had it, or whatever. Yeah. I was like, yeah, because did we eat 2 that first time we had it?
We probably did.
I think we did, dude, because I remember we just said, fuck it, like we want another one or something, but I think we got singles the second time. We didn't get doubles. We was like, we're not fucking with the doubles again.
Right, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And then we had got one to go because we met Rich that day, and we was just cool drinking and shit the whole day, whatever stuff. So we was like, let's get it to go. And damn, was that the day we also never mind, I can't say that on this show. Anyway.
Yeah, that was that same day.
Oh, okay, cool. I just call it, we got a little bit of the bubbly, if you
will. Yes, a lot of the bubbly, actually.
You know Chris Jericho has a champagne called that?
Yeah. Oh, well, you should, I'll hop on that, too, yeah.
Yeah, he's got an actual bubbly. A little bit of the bubbly. You can order it online. I've heard good things about it. It's called a little bit of the bubbly. Might have to drink that for the show one day. Maybe. So I got all that locked in, and people, that's coming next week. We'll do our best of that
day.
Oh,
shit, that's next week, huh?
Yeah, I kind of forgot too, to be honest. But that's next week. I got my list. I'm ready to go. I think I'm ready to go. I mean, some shit might change as far as
placement. I'm good to go, goes. Too, for the most part. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see if a Wi-Fi connection is good to go next week.
it's working good right now. You're chilling right now.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's because my 49ers fucking lost. That's why. fucking bitch motherfuckers. Anyway. now, Jay. Calm down. It's going to be okay. It's all good. It's all good, baby. for now. But maybe, just maybe, if Cody is, if he can think of it, we'll do a separate worst of list too.
You know what? If you really want to do it, I will take time out to look over the notes of previous shows, and then I will make a list. If you really want to do it, I will do it. I have no problem doing that.
You have to re-drink those drinks too.
No, okay, now you're going to drink that. Now, forget I said anything.
Come on, Cody. It's for the listeners.
I love y'all, but damn it. I love my sanity more.
Come on, Cody.
Sorry.
I want you to see my face as I say that.
Come on. I want you to see this right here. Hold on. Let me show you this right here.
Come on, people. Oh, look, he's got a little...
With the San Francisco background.
Yeah, oh, yes. You motherfucker, you.
Oh, I didn't... Dude, I told you you were going to do that. Oh, shit, I realized. That's right. That's pure coincidence.
And you fucking... I fucking hate you.
Holy shit. I was not on purpose, bro. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, I got that sunset in that. Did a little heart just pop up over that bridge too? It's like, what kind of shit is this? Like, hold up, man. Wait,
yeah, I got them glitches. Look like Cyberpunk right now. It's like Cyberpunk. Look at the glitches.
He's a guy that works out too. He said, look like Cyberpunk. Yeah. Oh, shit. So, anyway, people, we got some drink. What are you drinking on right now, Cody?
I've already been sipping on this shit.
Yeah, I've already been drinking too, man. To be honest. So,
this is from El Segundo Brewing, you know, my favorite brewery. This is their barrel aged
beer of the year, right?
Yeah, roast beer of the year. This is their barrel-aged small batch standard crude. What this is the 2018 edition, mind you. Yeah. This is an imperial stout they made, aged in bourbon barrels.
2018 was a good year for bourbon, if I recall. Actually, this is a long 2018, 2019, 2017 kind of fucked that up. But 2016, 2018, 2019 was some pretty good years for bourbon. 2019 was a more of a unique year for bourbon, if you will, because although it wasn't the best, like I love some of the mixes that they did with their bourbon barrels. Like George T. Stagg had like this cherry flavor to it, and I was like, where the fuck that come from? That tastes great. Whatever. It was not that amazing, but it was unique. So 2017 was the only fucking year I remember where I was like, man, this bourbon this year sucks ass. So if you got anything from 2017 that tastes good, hold on to that shit. What do you think of 2020 bourbon?
Yeah. So, well, for what I tried, it's been good. What I remember, we tried. Yeah, it's pretty good, right?
It's been a solid bourbon year for 2020. I'd give it that. Yeah, I don't think I've had. I would say it's been a solid year. Yeah, I would say it's probably been. I would probably say it was better than last year too.
Okay. Yeah.
I would
even
give it that. I would even probably say better, not better than 18. I don't think it was better than 18, but better than 19. Yeah. So it's been good. The bourbon barrels have been getting better. And you know, the beautiful part about bourbon this year too is COVID kind of made it better in a way. Some barrels had to stay in longer before they went out to shipment and stuff and release because of COVID. So they were aged a little bit longer than normal.
So I had that little extra tinge of age.
Yeah, because I remember I got to try a store pick early this year. Like, it was early as hell. Like, we were doing the samplings for it, and damn, it was delicious. When they finally released it, like a month ago, it tasted totally fucking different and better too at that. I was blown away, but I was like, hold on, this is a totally different drink. So I was like, so whatever I had in that barrel compared to when it was released in this bottle now, two totally different drinks. That extra 10 months, I guess, whatever, must have made a difference.
Oh, yeah. That's all you need. That's all you need. Blue Age, brother. You make the world a difference.
Hey, hey, that's what some dudes say about their women, man. You know, put a little age on her.
I do. You. That's where you're going with that. I fucking knew it.
Put a little age on it. I mean, I know you don't say that because you like your 8-year-old.
Hell no. This motherfucker.
But me, I like him a little, you know, 30 and older, baby. You know, I'm not like this dude. I ain't like this creepy motherfucker here. But the new Z over here. But anyway, you know.
Oh, Jesus. Don't you fucking dare. Don't you fucking dare. Nothing like that. Nothing like that creepy motherfucker. Fuck
no,
you.
No, you're not. I'll give you
fuck
that.
Fuck you.
How long was that aged for, Cody?
Oh, this one? I don't specify. I'm assuming probably no more than 10 months.
8 months?
I would assume.
You would say?
No more than 10 months.
8 months?
I would say if I, yeah, it's usually like the average, like 6 to 8 months.
You like those, that number 8, huh?
Yeah, suck my dick. Fuck you.
What, Cody? I'm just talking liquor with you, baby. You a big fan of Kobe Bryant? His number was 8. I mean, I'm just saying, Cody, you number 8. You know, that's your number. You know,
motherfucker.
Tell us about anyway, your beer, sir.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
This is the complete opposite of the beer I tried last week, though. The Bourbon County Oatmeal Maple Maple Edition.
Would you say better?
This one. I would say better.
Oh.
Because this one is like zero sweetness in here. Mm. It's like a lot of dark chocolate, maybe a little bit of Baker's chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
It has like this sort of like powdery, ashy thing going on. The barrel character is actually pretty prominent. It's not as prominent the more I drink it, but when I first started drinking it, you definitely tasted that vanilla oaky tannin sort of thing going on. Yeah, I like how the bitterness kind of provides like a nice backdrop for all the darker, more meatier qualities of the beer. This is really good. I'm probably gonna give this. I'm gonna give this 3.5. It's 3.5 drop.
You've been drinking that for a while too, so
yeah, I like this. This is more kind of my style of barrel aged stout. When you give me those darker tones and you dial back the sweets a little bit, because I like bitterness and I like like the only thing I would probably want more in here is I would like more barrel character as the beer kind of settles down because it was prominent when I first started drinking it, but it's kind of dialed back the more the beer opens up. I prefer a little more barrel character, I guess I would say. But other than that, this is a really good Imperial Stout.
That seems to be the story of your 2020 barrel aged bottles there, sir, is your barrel age seems to wear off.
Oh, fast. Yeah. And another thing, too. Can we start putting, like, which barrels these were aged in? Because it's just all these beers, like most beers, there's like a few slick breweries that specify which bourbon barrel was aged in.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, like, what fucking bourbon was barrel was aged in?
You know,
the bourbon barrels. Like, which barrel? I want to know. I'm curious.
I feel like beer is doing you a favor by not saying that, because I feel like if they put that,
you think so?
Whatever whiskey that was aged in, they're gonna raise that price on that motherfucker.
it's the Jim Murray effect.
I think it's the Jim Murray effect. Now I'm just making an assumption. I'm not saying that's why they do it or whatever. And shit,
you might be right. Maybe, I don't know.
Because look at that Bourbon County. Look at that Bourbon County Weller. They won $100-something for that bottle.
I haven't seen that shit anywhere. I see that shit nowhere.
I actually saw it, and someone actually they even offered it to me, and I was like, funny enough, I had a dream about that shit the same night.
Oh shit.
I actually had a fucking dream about this shit. I had a dream that somehow I got my hands on it and I gave it to you and you went like, ugh. And then sure enough, someone like hit me up about the bottle. And then I was just like, how much you want for it? Motherfucker told me 115. I was like, you can suck my dick. You're not getting 115.
The 115? No. For a bottle of Bourbon County? Just fuck out. No, thank you. I bought bottles of Bourbon County Rare back in 2015, $6 a pop. Mm-hmm. And that shit was worth $60.
See, I think that's why you probably don't want whiskey barrels on your beer right now. It's because the barrel.
You make a good point. That's a good point.
The barrels they seem to be putting it in is always some well known, like really allocated bourbon, like Weller or Willet. Yeah. I know the Willet one is out there too and stuff. And it's like, those whiskey bottles aren't easy to come by, so I don't imagine they're gonna hype this shit up too much, or whatever, because they don't know, like, they're getting the best of both worlds for like the whiskey and beer people to come out and get this. Mm-hmm. I would want to know what barrels it is aged in, but I would say, like, you put that on that bottle, like that Bourbon County did with that Weller logo went on there. I already knew.
I know.
I was like, y'all fuck this beer now. Like, y'all. I love it too because they're like, oh, we only made a limited amount of these. Why the fuck would you do something like that? You're like,
of course you made a limited amount. Of course. But you know, the fucked up part about it, because they said they had it for distribution. Usually shit like that, they just have it at Chicago where they make Goose Island beers.
Yes.
But they said, oh, yeah, we have it for distro. So you can buy it. No, we can't.
Yeah,
can't find that shit. I've seen that shit anywhere in LA. Nowhere. Or California, to be exact.
I've seen people with it, but I know that they probably had connections to get it from through, like, you know, people, like you said, in Chicago or something like that. So it's not like they went to a store and bought this beer or anything like that. Which annoys the shit out of me, too. Now, maybe I would have better understanding if I was a distiller or something like that, but, like, I am getting really fucking sick. We were talking before on air about, like, stores, and I was telling Cody, like, stores in his area, they're going to charge more and, like, they're going to, like, secondary like a motherfucker. Now, granted, stores in my area will, too, but I think my stores are more based on, like, who you know and are you on the list, and Cody's stores are more, like, based on, we're going to charge you LA prices, motherfucker. You gonna pay. Okay. You can afford to live here, then you can afford to buy this for secondary. And so I find that annoying as shit about store. But what I also find annoying about distillers too is we only made a limited amount of it, but you can't get it. I was like, it's like, do you want me to drink this shit or not then, bitch? Like, it's like, why'd you make a goddamn thing then for? You wanted 15 people to get it? You just wanted to add some extra hype to it, or like, what did you do?
That's what it's all about—the hype, the mystique.
Yeah, I tell you, I really love the alcohol game. I love it so much, but I gotta tell you, some of the politics in it—it's annoying as fuck. Okay, it makes you not even want to fucking look for the damn things. Really, it's annoying. I was looking at my as I was organizing my whiskey, the Godfather Lounge or whatever, and I was organizing bottles and shit. I got a story on how hard it was probably to find each one of the motherfuckers. I had to do to get this. And I'm thinking in my head, like, Jesus Christ, man. That's a lot of fucking work. So I think it's probably for the best that they don't put the logo of that. You know, another thing, too, what if it's a shitty whiskey, too? Like they say, oh, man, we aged these in Jack Daniel barrels and shit. And
great point.
Cody would be like, I don't want that shit. Man, Bourbon County teamed up with Jack Daniels, man. We're going to make some Frank Sinatra, Bourbon County, Jack Daniel barrel-aged beer here. Cody be like, I ain't buying that shit. Nah. So I think adding the name of the whiskey on there, it also hurts the marketing, too. Unless it's like a really well-known, or not well-known, but well-loved. Because Jack Daniels is shit. I don't know. It is shit. You wasn't on that Kobe episode I did where I had that store pick, Jack Daniels? I hate that fucking drink. Like,
I love it. Jack Daniels is shit. I'm sorry how you said it.
It's shit, dude.
It is. But I just love how you said it. It's not surprising. Everybody should know this fact, but just the way you said it. That shit was hilarious.
Because I had like this stutter in my voice. Like,
yeah.
I had this pause on my face. Like, I just like couldn't think of the word of how to describe what this piece of shit was. Yeah, whatever.
It's Jack Daniels is not good.
It's
Jack Daniels. That's the whiskey. Like, when you're already like 5-6 drinks in, and everybody, all your friends are saying shots. We're like, all right, whatever, fuck it.
That was also the whiskey too, where people started putting soda into their shit.
Yeah,
that was the one that made that shit.
This kind of sucked. That's like the ultimate mixer. But you want something to taste like alcohol? Like, oh, just put. You gonna pour some good shit in your fucking mixed cocktail? No. Well, it depends on what you're doing. If you do like a Jack and Coke, then you do whatever the fuck you want. But you're like a fine quintessential, like a Manhattan or old fashioned. You want some good whiskey for that.
You know, I would put good bourbon into my cocktails now because I feel like there's so much of this shit.
Yeah,
now.
For the most part.
For the most part, like, or let's put it this way. This is how I would tell people like how you should do that if you want to mix it or not. If you go to a bar and they say cocktails are $16, no matter what you put in it, whatever. If you get
make
a Manhattan,
sure you tell them what, make sure you tell them which whiskey.
That's the true good bartender right there. If they ask you what whiskey you want to put in there, if they ask, because like most people, they don't ask that shit. And I noticed
got this.
And I saw somebody like try to pour like what the fuck was he trying to pour in there? Oh, just some regular ass Knob Creek. And I was just like, nah. I was like, don't put that cheap shit in there.
I don't want that cheap shit.
It's like, you got some good whiskey on this show, bro. Like, why would you put that cheap shit in there? No, give me the good shit, whatever. So this is how I would say to do this if you want to know when to mix your whiskey, the good whiskey. It's $16, no matter what you put into it. So let's just say, got to use Jordan, just use George T. Stagg for a minute. They say George T. Stagg for a pour of that is $40 for 1 ounce. Fuck, do I want to spend $40 on a 1 ounce? No.
Or
$16 on a cocktail with some George T. Stagg in it. I mean, I'm not getting the full George T. Stagg.
It's completely diluted. But
the proof on it is high enough to where I should still be able to taste the George T. Stagg, even though it'll be mixed with this other stuff. So the cocktail might be enhanced in a way or whatever. So in a way, you can say, especially because most bourbons, when they're non-chill filtered, that's like music to my ears. Especially higher end bourbon, it usually is NCF. So, but a lot of I noticed that a lot of bourbons are starting to hear the communities now, and they're starting to come out putting the NCF on there. That is non-chill filter. And if you don't know what non-chill filtered is, people, that's when your shit is diluted with water.
Yep.
It basically is removing the residue that's left over and stuff. So I'm very happy for that. I know Four Roses, they put that shit on their bottles in big ass letters and shit. That shit be on the NCF. You're like, yeah, damn. So
hey, we're pure. Buy our shit.
They better be pure. All the fucking ingredients and fucking Four Roses put in there. Shit. They be talking about we got 15% OBESV and then 16 OESK. And I was like, nigga, what the fuck y'all putting in this shit? Like, they got four different recipes and four roses all the time and shit. It was like,
so making shit complicated.
Yes. Yes. You gotta see like the
private bourbon. Barrel. All you need is 51% corn. Bourbon. Good to go.
I love it too because you go to get the Four Roses private barrel bottle or whatever and shit. It tells you like 80% OBESK. And I'm just like, I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Yeah, what is that?
That's one of the ingredients. they use their mash bills and what they mix it with.
Is it good? A lot of matters.
I would say so. The private barrels are always. I mean, you can't fuck the. Well, I don't want to say you can't because someone out there is gonna fuck it up, no doubt. Jack Daniels just tastes like shit though. So, but that's the only way I would ever mix my cocktails, but like, yeah, if the price range, whatever.
But even then, though, it's like you're not getting the full, you know, experience drinking. Like you said, it's, for example, George T. Stagg in a mixed drink. Like,
most common people ain't gonna spend $40 on it, though, neither.
Yeah. Oh, I know that. But you probably go for like a medium range, sort of like a good but not too crazy whiskey to mix your shit with.
I don't really get whiskey cocktails when I go to a bar.
I don't either. I used to do that, but I honestly I don't either because yeah, if you got some good shit, I'm gonna just get that.
Because usually it's always like what whiskey cocktails can you make other than a fucking Manhattan Old Fashioned and whiskey sour? It's always the same three. Yeah. So I always
and you know what you're getting yourself into when you go to these bars. You know what you're gonna pay.
Yeah.
So not like you're gonna be surprised.
Well, you know we do. I don't know about everybody else.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. That's true.
You go to them fucking hipster bars. They dive bars. And why the fuck am I paying $40 for a pour and threatening no dive bar?
where am I diving? Into my bank account to save my shit?
Remember that one bar I told you I went to? That shit was a fucking tent outside or whatever and shit. And I was just like, ain't this a bitch? I got a parking ticket that day. I was so mad. And they tried to charge me, it was $30. So I don't even remember what it was now or whatever. And I was just like, And then I was like, I gotta leave, y'all. I'm leaving early. And then I get back in my car. I got a fucking parking ticket. I was like,
nothing will ever top your King Arthur Arclight McAllen experience. Oh. That's the greatest story ever.
Son of a bitch. This one, first, they don't even have whiskey in this bitch. They got two whiskeys in here. They got McAllen, Glenfiddich, and Monkey Shoulder. Hey.
Sure I'm going to drink the other two.
I don't want to drink either one of them. But I knew I was in for a bad movie. So I was like,
You got to get something.
I got to drink one of these. I don't give a fuck what it is or whatever and shit, you know? Yeah, I even
heard McAllen's the best. All right, give me that.
it ain't the best. McAllen tastes like shit. That's another one. McAllen tastes like shit.
Compared to the other two.
I'd rather drink Monkey Shoulder.
Oh, damn.
I'd rather drink Monkey Shoulder. I'd rather drink fucking Monkey Shoulder. Or is why I didn't drink Monkey Shoulder or whatever and shit. I was just like, that ain't going to last long. That ain't going to last long at all. And then the McAllen 12 that they had, it was a double cast. I was just like, double McGun.
Oh, that was
baby.
Double cast?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So you don't justify a fucking $30 for a cut, whatever. Anyway,
$30 is the fucking bottle for a double. Like, what? Oh, whatever. Arclight Theater trying to make McGowan like it's some fucking specialized shit. Like, kids, the Lord here. Speaking of whiskeys and shit, today I'm drinking Ardbeg 10 right now, people. I'm continuing my tour of the islands here, so I thought I would continue with another Islay whiskey here that I got here. And most cocktails I usually get though, like. I think I stay like in the gin and tequila range now. Yeah, I would say because I know when we went to Barcode, most of the cocktails I got there had like either gin or tequila in it. It had like a little spice. I like a little spice cocktail now. Like,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What is it? A jalapeno margarita or some shit like that. I think that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Those shit will give you heart. You eat, like drink like five of those. Though. Like, you're like, ooh, shit starting to burn in my chest now. Shit. Like, you don't feel it when you drink that one, but then you start knocking the motherfuckers back or whatever. Shit, you're like, ooh.
That shit goes up.
Yeah, I like that. So I don't really do whiskey cocktails too much because it's only like three or four. So, yeah, I mean, you can only have so many whiskey Manhattans, Cody. You can only have so many whiskey sours, Cody. We'd be like, this shit all tastes the same. Like, so, I'm gonna get
especially since I'm drinking whiskey more and enjoying the actual the base whiskey, the actual drink of choice. You know, so it's like, hey, why would I get a cocktail? If I'm going to a bar and I don't want to pay, unless they just overpriced it out the ass, which happens a lot in LA, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to get this. Or I was just out for a beer, you know?
Another thing, too, is overpriced. Whiskey cocktails. I hate to tell whiskey people this. They're simplistic as fuck.
Yeah.
They're simplistic. They're like the most simplistic. Cody's black ass can make them. I mean, why would I want that? I mean, if I'm going to the bar.
Tell me how you really feel.
Yeah, I don't like you. That's what I'm trying to say. your death is very important to me, Cody.
Yeah, Cody's dumbass can make that shit.
Yeah, like,
that shit ain't special.
Why would I want that?
That dumb motherfucker.
That black religious fuck over there, he can make that shit. Why would I want that shit? Like, that shit. Play your I am Jesus Christ, motherfucker, and shut up. Dude. I ain't drinking your shit. Like, that was why we started doing the bar reviews, was like to drink their cocktails to see like like the specialty of how they make the drinks, whatever. You're making a whiskey sour. I mean, you got three fucking ingredients right there, Cody. That's just three ingredients, whatever. You know, you. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sound too girly here, whatever. But I like my drinks looking all pretty and shit. Like, damn, like this look complex.
Yeah.
You know, because that's part of the skill of a bartender to me, which is why we.
Yeah, cocktails. That's a whole other realm, as far as you know, that drinking goes. That, like, that's art. A whole separate thing.
It's art
from the whiskey, beer. That's a whole. Yeah, that shit is completely different.
I mean, it's art. It's
that's fantastic. The main point. Yeah, that's the main point. Is art the presentation? Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, whiskey sour and cocktails. Like you ain't you literally taking two bottles and doing this into a glass.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. Oh man, I had plenty of shitty whiskey sours in my lifetime. Never again. I'm done with whiskey sours.
Yeah, I mean, so
Jesus, soda water. This with grenadine shit, whatever the fuck it is, it's Jack Daniels.
And you know the thing about the
adorable dive bar.
The thing about the whiskey cocktails too, it's all about what you how much you mix into it. Like, are you putting more of this into it or that or whatever? Mm-hmm. But with other cocktails, when you use like gin and stuff like that, it's like you're seeing like a whole recipe. Mm-hmm. Like you seeing shit, you don't even know like what's a fruit or going in there and going like, damn, okay, like oh yeah.
Give me a mezcal margarita. Fuck that shit up.
Yeah.
I mean, right now.
Now, margaritas, to get on whiskey cocktails, margaritas, that's a specialty right there. Because me and Cody's had a shit ton of margaritas, but like we've had some really good ones, like really, really good ones.
And some shitty ones.
Really shitty ones, whatever. I would say one of the best ones I had was Brew for Wilshire. Them Wilshire margaritas, man. Oh.
Ooh.
I could knock those back all fucking day. Like, it is so relaxing and refreshing. It's like, oh man. What was another good margarita we had? That rooftop we went to in Laguna. What was that we had? It was mojitos, right?
Yeah, mojitos.
Because that bar specialized in mojitos, or whatever. Mm. I only had one. I wasn't blown away by it. I don't know if I just had the wrong one because I didn't even remember which one I got or whatever and shit. I should have just got more though. Like we probably should have did that. I don't think it was. Well, they also taste great if you specialize in them. To be honest, whatever. But I'm not no mojito expert. But it was just fine. It wasn't. It didn't knock my socks off, if you will. But I love me a good margarita, man. Oh, I've been making some good ones too this quarantine. So, but let's talk about my whiskey now. Let's talk about this. The only reason why I have this bottle is because I just love the case it came in. It was like this nice ass decanter case. It's got Valhalla, Assassin's Creed Valhalla all over it and shit, Cody. got the same year Valhalla came out, 1815 on it, you know?
Pretty dope.
Yeah. Came with these nice little glasses and shit too. Little two mini shot glasses in there. I was just like, oh man. Now, my initial plan was I was supposed to gift this to someone, but I said, fuck them. I do that with a lot of gifts. I get it home. I look at it for a good second, and I go like, I actually like that for myself. You know? Fucking get his own gift now. You know, this is mine now. So, yeah. On the palate, it's really smoky and vanilla. Mm. On the finish, though, I usually like Lafroig more of an Ardbeg, but I would say this is better than the Lafroig I had last week. Or was that last week? No, the 2 weeks ago on Whiskey Week. This is really perfectly balanced. It's nice and smooth. I think this is great for any advanced Scotch drinker or even a beginner Scotch drinker right here. Whereas the Lafroig quarter cask, it hits you in like pinpoints, whatever. This one just feels more perfectly balanced. Like it's just smooth all the way through, but with the same consistency of characteristics. Non-chill filter too, by the way, people.
NCF, baby.
I love that you got this beach background too, Cody, because I'm getting like this beach bonfire smoky
type. Yeah, beach. Like early summer vibes.
I wouldn't go that far, Cody, but you know, you on your own with your summer vibes over there, whatever and shit, whatever you do.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry there.
Yeah, my fault. Yeah, I'm in some winter shit right now, Cody. I'm okay. It's cold, Cody. Come on now. Like, you keep living.
I'm on the opposite side of the hemisphere. Yeah. My bad,
you,
man.
You keep living in my the bad. Past. Summer's already been there, done that, Cody. I'm all about the future. I'm about that future.
Speaking life. Of the future, if I can intertwine a little
the rapper
for a second.
Yes.
No. Oh, okay. Jesus Christ. Anyway, did you know Ardbeg started making beer this year? You know that?
Yeah.
I haven't tried any of it, but I'm curious to see what the beer tastes like. I thought it came with that smoky porter they have out right now.
You know, when I first heard that, I was gonna say it tastes like shit. But then I heard it was like you said, a smoky porter. And I was just like, maybe. Yeah, maybe. I was like, all right, maybe so. I just think scotch and beer, that just sounds disgusting, to be honest. Like, bourbon and beer makes sense. Mm. It just goes together like PB&J, baby. You know, I mean, it just makes perfect sense. But scotch, it's like, I don't know how that works out.
One would hope they're separating, you know, they're not aging shit in fucking scotch barrels. I never even heard of that. One would hope.
You would hope so.
Yeah.
Another thing too is I don't know how. God, I hope they're not putting peat in that, because I was like, what would that taste like?
I don't know. It says smoky porter. That's all I know.
I hope that smoke isn't coming from peat. I hope that's the beer part where the smoke is from, because I don't know if that would taste good, like at all.
Yeah, I never heard of peat. I never heard of peated beers. That's not a thing at all.
And I hope it stays that way too. All. I mean, look, I'm all for I'm all for experimenting here, but.
Yeah, but this is some shit you just want to stay away from. Like, yeah, just don't do that, please.
I would try one if someone gave it to me. I mean, I've tried worse shit on this show, God knows. So.
I was about to say, yeah.
Well, so, I mean, I drunk Jack Daniel's honey, so.
And, you know, given it's our bag, yeah, you would hope they know somewhat what they're doing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would hope so. I feel like, it's funny because I feel like our bag is like at the tippy top of Islay Scotch whiskey. It's a shit. I was saying Scotch in general, but somehow they're not. If that makes any sense, like they're at the top, but they're not.
So, somebody asked this question. So, is Islay? Is that all? Is that all considered Scotch? Or is
Islay is all Scotch, but it's a different.
It's all Scotch. Okay,
it's a different region. Scotch. Okay, yeah.
Gotcha.
So, like, okay.
That's what I was confused by.
So, like, every month I've done a different region of Scotch since I've been doing Scotch. I think last month I did Highland Scotch. And then the month before that, what the fuck did I do the month before that? I think I did Glenrothes, if I'm not mistaken. So, this month I was trying to keep it an Islay Scotch or whatever. So, what the fuck did I do the month before? I don't remember. But either way, though, so each region has like their uniqueness of how they make their different scotch. And Islay, they focus more on like smoke and peat and stuff like that.
Right.
There's five regions, if I'm not mistaken. It's I did Speyside. That's what it was. I did Speyside. So it's Speyside.
Okay. Speyside. I know about Islay.
Speyside, Islay, Highland, Lowland, and Campbelltown. Campbelltown. That's what it is. Those are the five regions. And
gotcha. Okay. So it's all Scotch.
All Scotch. And like Islay, like I said, is more of the characteristics. If I'm not mistaken, the Lowland, they focus more on like honey and shit. Like they use like a lot of like cinnamon, honey, and ginger. Mm. Speyside is like fruit.
That's like the spicy, right?
Yeah. And Speyside, they use a lot of fruit, like pears and apples and mangoes and stuff like that. Highland, they're on the coast, so they use like a lot more salt. Mm.
Earthy.
Yeah, they're like earthy and stuff. They use like a lot. Like look, you're right on the crest of the salt.
Yeah, right here.
Yeah. You're right on the crest of it. Like, go get you some salt real quick, Cody.
Yeah,
right,
maybe some maybe some whiskey right now.
Just go make some real quick. Just make it yourself, you know. And everybody knows Islay is famous for heavily peated whiskeys or whatever.
Yep.
Did I miss anyone?
Smoke. You said five, right? Yeah.
I think I gave all the reasons why they're so. Yeah, so. Those are their main reasons or whatever. It's educational. It's fun to know that stuff. But, you know, I mean, every reason.
Yeah, preference. What's your favorite? Yeah, get like a region. You're like, yeah, oh, this is the one. This is the one right here.
I think it goes back and forth. I think there was back a forth. Time. I think at a time it was Islay's. Then I would say Highlands. I would say Highlands probably my least favorite, but Space Eyes I've been loving those. I do love Campbelltown. I keep saying Campbelltown. I'm thinking of that fucking Campbell soup. But Campbelltown, I do love that because I do love the fruit characteristics of a scotch, because that's what our Duncan Taylor, they're all about their fruit characteristics and their scotch and stuff. So, and also Glenmorangie uses a lot of like pears and stuff for their but lately a lot of their newer stuff have been they've been kind of tripping into like Highland territory as far as adding a little bit more smoke to their fire, if you will. I would say Island to me, Islay is my least excitable one, because I think you just know what you're going to get with those.
Okay.
I would say, like, even though Highlands are probably my least favorite, I would say Island might be my least favorite on the simple fact that, like, when it comes to, like, Ardbeg and Laphroaig and stuff like that, I know what I'm going to get. I mean, there's no... It ain't like, and I'm not saying it's bad either, whatever. It's just like, it's going to be heavily peated. It's going to be smoky. And either this one's going to be more peatier than that one or whatever and shit. That's fine, you know. I don't think peat is for everyday consumption, if you will. Whereas a lot of these other scotches, I think they use a little bit more characteristics. Okay. Like I said, Campbelltown, man, they use all the tropical fruits. I find it interesting when they... what the fuck was that? Lowland, they use like all the honeysuckle and like try to make it like this spicy cinnamon toffee type deal, whatever and stuff. You know, it's got those characteristics, so I like that. I don't know. I just like to mix it up, whatever, because I've been drinking scotch for so fucking long. Although I gotta say, I don't really have any scotch this year. I was looking over all the shit I bought this year, and I think I bought like 3 bottles of scotch maybe this year. I don't think scotch has been that exciting. I know that's why a lot of people say always pick bourbon over scotch right now. And I'm thinking in my head, because I never really picked one over there. I'm thinking in my head, I'm going like, yeah, maybe I'd pick bourbon too, because there's just so many more unicorns of bourbon out there compared to scotch, even though there is a lot of rare scotch out there, but it's like ridiculous ass priced. At least with like bourbon, you can find allocated stuff for sometimes cheap. Whereas the scotch, if it's that one price, it's that one price.
That's it.
Yeah, there's no. Oh, if I go to this store, it'll be $300 off. No, it's gonna be that price right there. I just don't think that scotch has been as sexy in the past few years. It doesn't have anything that excites me or stick out. Most of what you've had from scotch is what you're gonna get. It's nothing different. And the thing is with bourbon too, it changes every year. Like the 2020 tastes different from 2019. And we were just talking about GTS earlier. Like the 2019's got these cherry characteristics and stuff like that. It makes you want to keep going out and buying. I got to get this year Booker's. I got to get that beer's Booker. I got to try that one or whatever, something like that. You know, whereas in Ardbeg, once I buy one bottle of an Ardbeg 10, why would I buy another one? You know, it's like it's deal and done there, you know? So I think that's where bourbon has a little bit more appreciation over scotch. Not to piss off scotch drinkers more than bourbon. But I just think that bourbon is a little bit more unique, actually a lot more unique, just because of the changes over the years through different barrels, whereas scotch kind of stays completely the same. Glenmorangie 10 is always going to taste like Glenmorangie 10. Nothing's going to change that, unless they change the recipe up, Cody. They must have changed that recipe on the 12-year-old, because that tastes like shit. So, anyway, what were we talking about now? Oh, yeah, that's right. So I like this scotch though. I got this set for like $45 too, so it's dirt cheap as well. And it's decent. It's fine. It does nothing to excite me. I'll say that. And I think a lot of my drinking nowadays goes to, even when I hunt now, does it excite me? You know, I've drank a lot. I've had a lot of drinks.
Right.
I need something that's going to excite me, because like we always say, livers will never be the same. our livers ain't the same no more. I say that right now. I tell people this all the time.
They're not.
I only got a few bit of mileage left on my liver. I do not want to be drinking, like, I don't want to say shit like this or whatever, but it's like, it doesn't excite me. It's like, you know, it's, I can find this bottle everywhere, Cody. It's a reasonably well-priced. It's not going anywhere. I mean, it's got Valhalla letters on the bottle. I mean, you know, it tastes like an Islay whiskey. Although I said it's better, it tastes better than the Lafork that I had last week or the 2 weeks ago. Not by much, you know, it's just more well-balanced than the Lafork. And when you get into arguing about that between the Lafork versus Ardbeg, now you're just like splitting hairs, really. It's just like, oh, this over that, the tit for tat, this for that, you know? So what did I give? I gave Lafork a 2.5. I'll be generous. I'll drop a 3 on this. I might have gave Lafork a 3 too, actually. But I'll give a 3 on this. This is a solid pour. The finish is where it's at, obviously, because it's an Islay and you get that smoky feeling. Everything about it is, it's solid.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
So, you want to talk about your boy, Kyrie Irving, or? What's your boy up to, man? Like, he believing in native spirits and stuff? That was nice.
Damn, shit just like, the hell just happened?
It just like dropped and rebooted.
That shit just fucking vanished. Now it's back. Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah. Okay.
I mean.
Well, you smooth now. You're just frames.
Yeah.
5 seconds ago.
Your head was just like this the whole time. I was just like, oh, okay. But yeah, so I dropped a 3 on this. And I think that's pretty much it for this show, people, because we are having some technical difficulties here, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. I'm amazed we got this show out. Not going to lie to you.
We really didn't yet. I haven't. On our end, we did.
I'm amazed we got to this point.
that's a better comment. Thank you, Cody. Watch when I end it. Just shuts down completely and go like, yep, you're not, yeah, you will,
yeah, not just, yeah,
you will not be finishing this, Negro. You know what? Maybe it's because of all that God talk.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
He's back. He's back, dude. He's back.
Every time we start talking for shit just, everything in our lives just goes downhill.
Ever since we brought up the holy drop. Yes, it's been not so smooth transitions between these Zoom calls here or whatever and shit. So he's like teaching us a lesson right now, which is fine. You can teach us your lesson, I guess. You know, I'll just go ahead and sip my liquor here. You know, I'm glad to be getting the month of December over and moving over, because I got to tell you, I don't really care to drink any more scotches right now. I'm ready to move on to a different season. So get out of December in the winter per se. You getting ready to take your vaccine soon, right?
Shit, I hope. Yeah. I'll be first in line.
Now, Cody.
Let me know what's up. Yeah, I'm there.
I just want to warn you, Cody. I don't want you putting this chemical into your body now, okay? I don't want you putting this poison in your
chemical?
Body. Yeah.
I thought it was like some microchip so the government could track you everywhere you go.
You remember Black Widow from old Halloween that many years ago when we had that fun and stuff like that?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, you told me some stories about her.
Oh, she's a religious nut job for sure. She posted on IG, I'm removing my Instagram from my phone and deleting my account because I don't like that they track me and telling me what I should buy and stuff like that. Y'all need to follow me on Snapchat and delete your Instagram as well. I wish I was a woman sometimes just so I can say this word, but bitch, just throw your phone out.
That's what I'm saying. That this entire device right here, this device right here, tracking on everything. When you enable location services, what the fuck do you think happens? That doesn't paranoia you at all? When you're using Google Maps or Apple Maps, where the fuck you Waze, where the fuck you use? That's some form of tracking. You don't have a problem with that.
I just love that she just figured out that Instagram is the one tracking her.
She already deleted Facebook, right? Because they're the main fucking culprits with all this data privacy bullshit.
Yeah, and they tell you about it, too.
I would assume, right? She deleted that shit.
I don't know. I got kicked off them many years ago.
Yeah, you did. Hey, show us your ID, phenomenal one. Suck my dick.
Fuck. Suck my dick. That's what you can do. Didn't I send them a dick picture?
It's not close to it. It was a dick pic or you flicking him off or something like that.
Oh, I sent him that Shia LaBeouf photo of him holding his hand.
Oh, that's right. Do it.
Yeah. Shit, just fucking do it then, bro. So she also posted this video. You ever heard of Pastor Locke?
No.
Have you heard of now all these pastors, Cody, they're against this vaccine. They do not like the idea of a vaccine.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So I went to Pastor Locke's page. Ooh, boy.
Pastor Locke.
Boy, Cody. We could have a whole year of material off this brother's Instagram page just based on this. Pastor Locke himself. Locke, people. Pastor Locke. He is, you want to talk about someone that's probably ripping your ass off at one of these mega churches? That brother right there. It is like just all over his face. She posted this shit from him where he did this video sermon about how the vaccine is a way to, as a government conspiracy of tracking you or some shit like that or whatever and stuff. So I just went to the comment section because I was like, all right, he's a nut job or he's trying to make some money. Whatever. I get yours and your mind. I wanted to see what the people say, though. Because the people is the one that, you know, depends on what goes on, Cody. Oh, boy, I got some comments for you. I love comment sections because there's a lot of goddamn morons in the world. Well, mainly America. This is my favorite one, Cody. So sad that people are willing to put their trust 100% as well into science and not God. Prayers for all in the name of Jesus. Hopefully he redeems their soul for believing in such devilish features as science. I didn't know that science was the devil.
So shit that can actually be proven and factual. Oh, that's the devil. That's a devil work right there. See, this is why motherfuckers die. This is why we're in the situation we're in now with COVID. Because, you know, people don't believe in fucking science.
This motherfucker got 109 likes, Cody.
Oh, man. Religion.
There's one person said, may God have mercy on those people that made that vaccine soul. This one other person said, wake up, people. Can't you see that they're using you as a guinea pig? I will not put that into my body. I went to this person's page that wrote this. This chick got like wine and shit all over her page. It's like, you do realize that, look, I drink liquor. I drink hard liquor, too. Every one of these bottles in this room, Cody, got a warning label on the back of that fucking thing that says,
yep,
general government warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause health problems. And yet here I am. I just poured four glasses of this shit, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
I find this very hilarious that Americans, of all people, I don't want to put that into my body. I had a buddy that wrote that shit, right? I had to reply to him and said, Negro, the last time I was partying with you, you was snorting cocaine off a toilet seat in a bathroom.
Not only that, all the shitty eating us Americans do.
Remember
all that shit we put into our bodies?
Remember when Bush was in charge? They were talking about we was eating clone meat and shit like that. Like they were like comedians was making fun of that shit. We was eating clone meat and shit like that. So it's like, but all of a sudden now, my body's a temple. I'm not gonna.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, hold on there. Time out right there. No vaccine for me. What's in that vaccine?
It was hilarious because my buddy sent me this meme of this dude at a McDonald's parking lot talking to his daughter. I ain't putting no vaccine in my, and then his order was on the menu and shit. It was like 12 Big Macs and shit like that, whatever. I was just like, it's like, shit, you might as well take COVID with that shit. 12 Big Macs, what the fuck, dude? So, look, if you don't want to take the vaccine because you're just like, I'm going to wait till more studies, wait for this time, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. Hey, you cool with me then. I understand. But these motherfuckers are talking about my body's a fucking temple and shit. I'll be like, nigga, your body ain't no fucking temple. Okay.
All right, cool. You better be the healthiest motherfucker on the planet. I better not see you eating any kind of bullshit or drinking any kind of shit. If that's the case.
How many Americans, I get, not even Americans, but you can say the whole world, but I'm just using Americans as an example. How many Americans smoke cigarettes, Cody? Fucking temple, dude. If your body was such a fucking temple, you'd care about climate change and all that other shit then, whatever, because I don't know if you noticed, the air is fucked right now, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Air is
terrible.
You'd want to drive electric cars in, right, Cody? You'd want to get rid of gas and fossil fuels and stuff like that, right, Cody?
Yeah.
You'd want to do a lot of things, huh? So when I see people writing this shit, it's funny because I see, you could tell, like, you see the most non-healthiest motherfuckers writing this shit, too. You just go like, okay. If you want to see who took the vaccine, AOC took it. I love that woman. What do we got to do to get her out of California, Cody? She is fine as hell, dude. Like, you listen to this, AOC. I just want you to know. What we got to do, Cody, can we do like a racial draft and like trade her, like trade
this motherfucker.
Like trade Kamala Harris for AOC real quick? Although, I watched her last video. I heard some dude in the background. What was that all about? You can get rid of that Negro. Anyway, she took the vaccine, Cody, and she did like a 24-hour thing, whatever, where she was giving updates of how she feels and shit. And she went through all the possible reactions she was having and everything. I was just like, I think more people should watch these videos of government people taking it. But I know that they don't believe it because she's a socialist and shit like that, as they say. So they're probably saying that's a hoax. She didn't take the actual vaccine and shit like that, you know. But whatever it may be. I actually plan on taking it. So just to let people know.
Oh, yeah. I told you. You already know my stance. as soon as I get an email or whatever sort of notice, like, yeah, available right here. Boom. I'm there.
Yeah, same here.
Be like Flash. Be like Barry Allen.
I love this. People Zero. Are posting this video talking about this chick that fainted or whatever and shit. It was funny because I don't think people know how vaccines work. Most vaccines will do that to you.
Yeah, that's I thought that was like a common knowledge. Well, I guess they don't read, so never mind.
It's like common knowledge for us, I guess, whatever, but not for everybody else. Right? It's funny because all the comments on that video, see, they got some plot against us. They trying to wipe us out one by one.
They get sicker. Yeah,
that's how the fucking vaccine works, you fucking retard. Like, you fucking idiot. Like, they tell you that shit on flu vaccines or whatever and shit, so why the fuck wouldn't it be the same with this vaccine?
Like, yeah, have you ever got a tetanus shot in your life? Or tuberculosis, some shit. Like, the same shit.
It's so funny because it's like that meme I sent you today, like the women that say, like, I'm not taking that vaccine, but they'll get lip injections and shit like that. It's like, I know this chick
that was hilarious. That dude, shit.
I know a chick that took injections in her ass and shit. She flew to Miami during a pandemic to do this shit, and she's the main one talking about she's not taking a vaccine. I was like, you stuck needles into your ass to make it bigger. I was like, but you wouldn't take a vaccine? What? I just wish people would be real about it and just say, look, I don't want to fucking take a vaccine because I don't believe in COVID. I would actually just prefer that answer.
Yeah.
I actually would really believe that more because I don't want to hear this, my body is a temple, or they're trying to do something against me. I was like, why does everybody always have an enemy? Like, it's like, man, they out to get me, Cody. It's like, nigga, don't nobody know who you are. You're just a nigga on the internet talking some shit or whatever, okay? So, yeah, I plan on taking it. I plan on putting that needle in me or whatever and shit. And I know some people probably like, man, aren't you worried about it? Nah, I drink alcohol, so I don't – I mean, whatever life expectancy I had, that shit was already killing me. So, like – my life expectancy
I was going to say, I did a lot of damage in my early 20s, so, yeah.
Bring it on, vaccine. Let's see what you got.
Exactly.
Let's see what you got. Okay. Shit, because I was like fucking Jordan Belfort. I was snorting shit off that chick's ass crack, so it was her ass crack, right, Cody?
Yeah, we were all with that. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. I don't want to seem like a weirdo.
Somewhere in that area.
Yeah, I don't want to seem like I was the only one doing it, you know. Like,
I don't fucking know.
Okay, cool.
I mean, I don't remember the exact details.
All right, let's just go with everybody did it. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Don't make me like the weirdo, you know. don't make me look like a weirdo, yo. You know, I mean, just rolling, baby, you know. So people, stop with the bullshit. Just stop with the bullshit. Stop posting that shit because you look ridiculous as fuck.
Oh, man, you look – they don't care at this point. They're in their own little fucking realm. As far as the world goes, they gonna listen to reason. They gonna go by what they believe in. That's that. They're not gonna take any opposite viewpoint into account, even if it quote unquote makes sense. You know, it's just the way they are. It's the way they're programmed. Unfortunately,
all right.
We can't do shit. That's just the way it is.
Well, I gotta protect myself from these idiots. So shit. So I have to take it because there's a little too many stupid fuckers out there now. Now,
as any self-respecting and intelligent person should.
I was under the impression earlier this year I would not have to take it because I was assuming that everybody would do their goddamn job and everything would be fine towards the end of it. Boy, was I wrong. Boy, we done went leftover fields for that. We done went really wrong with it. So now I have to take this stuff. So it is what it is. It's going to be interesting. I love people that they just can't wait for 2021 because it's going to get better. I think we're going to be in the same shit, but, you know, it's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
All I know is I better not catch that shit if I take a vaccine. Shit. I'm going to be.
That's the way that's supposed to work.
It's funny because people was bitching about.
Be COVID free.
People was bitching about why I got to wear a mask if I take the vaccine still. See, this is a hoax.
People, you know, Jesus Christ.
This is why defunding the police was so important, people, to put more money into your education system. So you could have an understanding of just how.
Why do I still have to wear the mask if I'm vaccinated?
This is an actual comic. This is an actual comic.
Oh my god!
I need to get a kick out of that one.
Wow.
Yeah, Cody, don't. It's a hoax, man. You got to put that mask on still.
I'll just throw my hands up. I'll just throw my hands up, man. That's all I can do.
With that said, people, we're gonna get out of here now. We're done. Just wanted to bring up that vaccine because that shit's coming. They ordered this morning. they've already ordered this morning. They're shipping out more. So it's coming, baby. It's coming. So hopefully that'll, I don't think it's going to change anything because a lot of people ain't going to take the shit. But you know what? It'll change my ass, okay? Like, it's going to change my ass.
That shit. It'll change me.
Yeah, and all right, now, right. And right now, all I care about is me, okay? So I don't give a fuck about anybody else right now. Fuck it.
Hey, all them dumb folks care about themselves anyway, so you should just care about you.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to look out for people. I was trying to help them out, look out for the elderly and all that. But they don't want to look out for themselves, so, you know, fuck it, damn, whatever. I'm look out for me. Then.
Yeah.
So I got a new notification, too, that millions of people are forced to cancel holiday plans, so they are upset.
Yeah. They're still mad about that, huh?
They act like fucking Christmas is a once every lifetime or some about, shit. Like you can,
they act like they can't just do the shit next year. Just chill out this year. You already know this year was a loss.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Fucking lost.
Relax. Sorry. Next year, you'll probably be good to go. Maybe.
You know, Cody, you can get with your family any fucking day of the week.
Yeah.
Did you know that? I don't know if you knew
that. Do that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it just didn't have to be Christmas. You knew that, though, right, Cody? You knew that, right?
Man, Christmas don't mean shit after you turn, like, fucking 13 anyway. Yeah. Or 14. What are those ages?
Yeah, because then you start getting clothes and shit. So, you know, like, I don't want that shit.
Yeah, then you start realizing, I got all this shit before Christmas anyway. What the fuck I need Christmas for?
Yeah, all right, we're going to get out of here. We're done. We just ranting and talking shit now. I was just seeing how fast this internet connection was just killing us.
But that shit.
Yeah, but we're going to get out of here now. I got a half a breakfast burrito in there that is calling my name, and I want to finish that and sour up all my pains about the 49ers losing.
As you should.
Yeah, sir. So,
press.
Our Big Ten gave it a solid 3.
Stared the crude from El Segundo Brewing gave it a 3.5.
Mm. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB. No Jay Arimi today. He's taking a sabbatical.
He will return. Don't worry.
He's taking a sabbatical.
Yeah.
He went to go get the vaccine.
Yes. He will be one of the first ones.
He's the most influential man in America. Why wouldn't he be the first one?
That's right. Yeah, exactly right.
He was there when Times Square was built. So that's the Godfather beer. Godfather whiskey.
I'm the Godfather craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.